We bring in Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I almost jumped in your meeting again. I thought about it, and I'm like, no, man, they are deep into a meeting after the Browns game. They do this wonderful.
And you go to interrupt. Nice.
I'm like, I can't interrupt. There's no way. And so it wasn't you. Somebody was holding court, and I'm like, yeah, I can't go in that. I was like, this is such a great story. Anyway, Mary Kay, what did you think? I know you're totally bored with everything I just said, but what do you...
Welcome to my life,
how
Mary Kay.
How do you fix the Browns? Fix the Browns.
Well, first of all, jump into our meeting anytime that you want to.
I am.
We will welcome you. You can give us your thoughts and ideas, and we would love to have you.
Okay, awesome. I'll even go. I can be like a ghost thought person in there. Okay. Not even a ghost writer.
Sure. I'm away.
That was convincing.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
As far as I gave you the Romeo Crennel, sure. As far as fixing the Browns is concerned, the first thing that has to happen is they have to fix the protection schemes, the protection issues, and Deshaun Watson cannot be getting hit 17 times a game. That's not going to fly. So he's been sacked a league high 16 times, hit 42 times. He was rotating that shoulder on the bench after the sack fumble. These kinds of things can't happen, or he's not going to make it through the next 3 or 4 games. This has got to stop. It's not going to get any easier now that they're going to be without Wyatt Teller for at least 4 games, maybe more, with his MCL sprain. So they've got to get this figured out. Hopefully for them, Zach Zinter will be ready to step in there at guard and do a nice job for them or someone else, whoever they decide to go with. And then at left tackle, who knows, maybe Jack Conklin will be ready to play this week. Both tackles are struggling coming off of these knee surgeries. We knew it was going to be an issue. We didn't know that it was going to be this bad. DeWand is struggling. Jed struggled in his first game back. Jack's not out there yet. So they've got to get this figured out. They're going up against Max Crosby, one of the best in the NFL. I would put him right up there with Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons as just premier edge rushers who can wreck a game. And they've got to get this figured out. I don't know if they can go jumbo again. I don't know what they can do. But everyone has to pitch in to make sure that Deshaun gets protected. Maybe Dave Njoku will be back. That will help them out in terms of blocking. But they've got to go back to the drawing board in terms of getting him and keeping him upright.
All right, Mary Kay, we hear a lot of things about, well, Bill Callahan's not here. That's the problem. Is that a bigger problem than health? I don't think it is. You tell me.
Well, there's really no way of knowing that. You can't quantify that, really, or measure that. I think that a lot of it does have to do with the fact that they haven't had stability at the tackle positions because of the injuries for the most part. So they have to get that figured out. If you told anyone that they were going to go into the season and really not have a stable left tackle situation for the first 3 games, I think that would have been a huge concern. And it has proven to be that. So is it because Bill Callahan's gone? I don't know. I'm sure there's probably some adjustment period to the new way of doing things. But I think it probably has more to do with lack of health at the positions.
Oh, the Baskin sign.
Yeah,
Mary Kay.
It's the injury thing. I see people pointing fingers all over the place. Jeff just brought it up. I mean, we're sitting here, we're trying to figure out if Andy Dickerson's the reason the offensive line is reeling. And I'm like, injury. I mean, it's not like Andy walks in the building and says, "Oh man, how am I going to take care of this if this guy's out for a couple weeks?" Those are things you don't want to think about and don't probably want to have to deal with until after the fact. There's a lot of finger pointing going on, and I don't know which direction is the right one, and I don't know how this thing's going to end. That's the thing. And until they get healthy, I don't think it's really fair to assess anything. And the other part of it is Deshaun. It's like, Deshaun's on track to being sacked 90 times this year. 90. How do you make an assessment of that?
Well, it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And he's going to have to do his part, too, to be more willing maybe to throw the ball away or to get rid of it a little bit quicker. He likes to hang on to it until the very last second because he knows that he is a Houdini and he can get out of most things. But in this case, being available for his football team is going to be the most important thing. So he's got to do his part. The coaching staff, certainly, they've got to figure some things out. They might have to bring in some reinforcements from somewhere. I don't even know where they would begin to look. And then, you know, they've got to shuffle things around. Maybe you do have to put Joel Bitonio at left tackle for the time being. Maybe it would be easier for someone to play guard and step in there than it would be for someone to step in at left tackle if Jack Conklin's not ready. Hopefully for them, Jack will be ready, and then we'll see what's going on with the other guys. But they've got to come up with some kind of blocking schemes or more of a running game or something to help with this protection. And then the defense has to do its part early in games and not be giving up touchdowns so that the Browns don't dig themselves into a hole at halftime. In each of the first two games, when he was sacked, you know, 6 or 8 times and hit 17, they were down 20-3 at halftime in the opener and 21-7 in this past game. That's a recipe for disaster. The other team is going to pin back their ears and come after you. So they cannot dig themselves into those kind of holes.
Mary Kay, 12 carries by the running backs against the Giants in a game that, though it was 21-7 at halftime, I mean, you can get back into a game running the football. Did that number surprise you?
Yeah, I was surprised that they only had 7 yards in the first half. Sometimes you don't even realize it until you look down at the numbers and, and see what's happening there. But that did surprise me because they had given up 215 yards rushing the week before. And certainly right now, this is a football team that needs to be running the ball while its passing game comes together. So that did surprise me, and they do have to get that figured out.
Mary Kay, what's the most surprising team in the AFC North? Is it Cincinnati being 0-3? Is it Pittsburgh being 3-0? Or, I don't know, maybe perhaps Baltimore or maybe in the Browns?
You know, the Steelers and the Bengals for me right now are tied for that award of being the most surprising. I certainly didn't see the Steelers being 3-0 at this point, and I did not see the Bengals being 0-3. I don't know which one I would count as more surprising. Like I said, right now they're about tied for me. But if you made me pick one, I would probably go with Bengals at 0-3, because once you get to 0-3, it gets really hard to climb back into the playoff picture, especially in this very, very difficult AFC North. So I think this sets up for quite an interesting AFC North Hard Knocks in those final 6 weeks of the season, when the eyes of the nation will be on these teams.
You okay with the corners? And Malik Nabers kind of put a spotlight on everybody the other day in the first half, Mary Kay. I don't think cornerbacks are a problem on this team. Is the scheme with the corners any problem?
Well, you know, they're left out on an island a lot in man-to-man situations, and, you know, sometimes it's going to go your way and sometimes you're not going to make the play. But certainly I didn't think Martin Emerson had his best game. He knows he didn't have his best game. And, of course, Denzel Ward is still struggling with a shoulder injury, so he wasn't able probably to do everything that he would have done had he been 100% healthy. But I didn't think a number of the defenders had their best games on Sunday, and they're going to have to watch that film. And again, as Martin said after the game, look in the mirror, be very critical of themselves, and find out what they can do better. I just have to wonder if the Browns maybe didn't get a little complacent thinking that the Giants were beatable and they were absolutely supposed to win this game, favored by a touchdown. I don't know if they brought their AA-plus game.
Mary Kay, do you see a chemistry issue with Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson? Obviously, Amari had a better game on Sunday, but do you see a chemistry issue between the two?
No, I think that whatever was wrong, I think got solved on Sunday. I think Amari needed to kind of get refocused a little bit, get rededicated, and he did that. He gut-checked himself, and he got himself back on track. So I don't think that this is going to be an ongoing issue for them. I think he's going to be an asset for Deshaun Watson going forward. And then when you bring David Njoku back into the mix, then he'll have his top two targets back out there. That will help a lot.
Do you think there was one? And do you think there was one going into this week?
I think the new offense is struggling. I think they're trying to pull it all together, and it's not there yet. They're still finding themselves. And people talk a lot about that they have an identity crisis. I'm just not buying that. I'm not buying the identity crisis thing, because here's the thing. You want to be multiple. You want sometimes to be able to run a spread offense and spring that on someone. Other times you want to go jumbo. I don't think you have to pick one and stick with that for the whole entire season. So I don't buy the whole identity crisis thing. I just think it's a brand new offense, some brand new players, and some issues along the offensive line, some injuries along the line, and it's just not working right yet.
Do we have a feel yet? I don't mean to go too big picture on this and ignore some obvious things, the injuries with the offensive line, but do we have a feel for what this offense is trying to do this year, maybe as compared to last year, Mary Kay?
Like I said before, they want to be an explosive offense, a high-scoring explosive offense, but there are more than one ways to get there. You can get there any kinds of ways. You can go, as I said before, you can go three wides, you can go spread, you can go up tempo, you can go jumbo, you can run the ball. I don't think you have to paint yourself into a corner and say, here's what we are. I just don't think you have to do that. I think you can, again, spring different things on different teams at different times, and you just have to do what you do well, whatever that is, under the umbrella of, okay, today we're jumbo and here's what we have to do. Okay, this week we're going spread and here's what we need to do. I don't think you have to box yourself into one kind of offense.
Jeff and I talked about this extensively yesterday. I just want to make sure I want your answer on this too, about the decision to run the ball way more than pass the ball in that game. And I understand that, you know, they were trying to come back in the second half, but it seemed to me like they kind of just,
They ran it really well in the second half.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I'm a little confused on why they kind of abandoned the run, knowing the offensive line was really struggling.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly why they do some of the things that they do. I do know that right now, being able to establish the run and stick with it is going to be important at a time when your passing game is struggling and your quarterback is getting hit. So if they can find a way to do that, they need to do it. But once again, it would involve not getting behind on the scoreboard as much as they have been. So if they can stay ahead, I think they have what it takes to run the ball. Once again, when you have issues up front, it does get a little bit more difficult to run the ball when you have injuries and guys that are not doing well up front. But I think they need to keep the running game viable for this offense to work.
All right, Mary Kay, I will bring ice cream to your next meeting. Because we know they give it away for free now. So I will bring ice cream
nice.
To your next Cleveland.com meeting. I just want you to know.
Well, it's going to be a long, long time from now. Because
oh, that's
we
right.
Are
we
going,
got 3 weeks. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's why Andy said he'd do it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, good.
He thinks I'll forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're on sale now. So I'll buy them while they're on sale. And then we'll take care of the rest of it. Mary Kay, thank you as always. Great stuff. We appreciate you.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.